For example, PA registration code, today's date is 11/16/2023, dictation is for Miss Dawn Earls. Earls spells E-A-R-L-S, Dawn spells D-A-W-N. Date of birth is 3/29/1969. 54-year-old female here, painful urination period. She says that this has been going on for approximately a week, but it's gotten worse in the last 2 days. Says that she has had UTI in the past and symptoms are similar, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. She denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph. Patient reports suprapubic pain. Next paragraph. She reports painful urination, period. Next paragraph. She denies headache, denies stiff neck. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies are reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 137/87. Pulse 78. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1 period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft. No rebound, no guarding. There's tenderness in the suprapubic region. Normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good and very inspiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or sinusitis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, matches, or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion for upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is dysuria, number two, urinary tract infection, number three, frequent urination, number four, proteinuria, number five, ketourea, period. Next paragraph. A urinalysis was done clinically. Urinalysis revealed protein and ketone. Patient's urine was dark orange. She stated that she used azoles, and this can impact the results which we see. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done of her kidneys, bladder, or other organ systems in her abdomen, her vascular system, or thyroid. Study was unremarkable. Period. Next paragraph. The patient was sent home with the following medication: Sevdenir, 300 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days. Next medication: Pyridium, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 4 days. Number 12, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was given Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 1 day. Number 1, she was advised to hold this medication until she starts having symptoms of candida, vaginitis, then to take it. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none, end of dictation.